we have a whole list of matnas anim. I have a leket shikcha peya maaser ani. Then you have tzedakah, so you can only give it to an ani. An ani is a person, as she says, who doesn't have masayim zuz. If he has masayim zuz, he's an oshir. He doesn't have masayim zuz, he can take it, and he doesn't have to. Then when he strikes it rich, he doesn't have to pay back the money. Then there's another mishnah that Tosis quotes from the Rif. That's Rashi's lishna achrina. Rashi has the second pshat on the base. That's along the lines of the Rif. That there's another din, balabaisa from yimakom lemakom. That's in Perikei in Peya. This misheish la masayim zuz. That's Perikes. That's towards the end of the Masichta. In Perikei, there's another din, balabaisa from yimakom lemakom, and he doesn't have any cash at all. He has no money in his pocket. So the Tanakhama, who is the Tanakhama? I think Rav Shimon, Rav Lezer. Tanakhama says he's allowed to take leket shikrepe maserani, but then when he gets back home and he has access to his bank account, then he has to pay it back. In other words, he has a right to borrow from tzedakah. An Oshir has no right. Let's say an Oshir wants to buy a business for $1 million, so he's going to borrow $500,000 from the tzedakah, and then he's going to strike it, he's going to become a multimillionaire, then he's going to pay back. An Osher has no right to borrow the money from the tzedakah, and the Gizbar has no right to lend it to him. The tzedakah money is only for Anim. But if this fellow is traveling, a balabaisa of him, has no money in his pocket, so he has a din of an Ani with respect to there's a lot of borrow from the tzedakah, and then he has to pay back later when he gets back home and he has access to his bank account. And we pass like the Chachamim, Ani Haya Boso Shoah. He doesn't have to pay it back, but the Rash quotes on the Rash there, and the Rambam, I think the Rambam writes in the Pirush Hamshah, maybe the Rash writes, they both write that the Torah's Midas Chadisidis, he does have to give it back. The one who doesn't have Masayim Zuz doesn't have to give back either. Even the Torah's Midas Chadisidis doesn't have to give it back. So the two pshatim here in the Gemara, the Rashi's first pshat, which the Rashi thinks is more correct, at first Loshan Rishon, thinks the first pshat is better. He's talking about a real Ani. And the second pshat is the Rif. It's a whole different pshat. We're talking about a person who's a multimillionaire, but it's on, and he needs cash, and he doesn't have any cash. But he has real estate. He can sell billions of dollars of real estate, but he's going to have to suffer a loss. So the Rif interprets in the Gemara that has the din of Ani Hoi B'Yosho Shoh. So there's a lot of take tzedakah, but it's not the same as Rashi's pshat. A lot of take tzedakah, according to the Tanakhama, he can borrow money from the tzedakah and he's muchiv medina to pay back. And according to Psak Halacha, on her b'osho shoah, that b'toras midas chasidus, he has to give it back. Ani hoi b'osho shoah. Well, v'chudush digedin. Okay, so this was Rabbi Shtikal Torah to explain this. Brisa that was quoted in Amud Aleph. So what did Abai quote this for? Abai quoted it, Hachanami Gabi Nizokin, here, the sixth line from the top. So Abai is coming to answer his stira. That Abai had posed Romila Abai Lerova. Abai presented a Rumia, Akasha, a stira. He presented a stira to Rava. Two psukim contradict each other. On the one hand, there's a pasuk Meitav, on the other hand, there's a pasuk Subin. Yoshev the Rabbi Subin. Subin is garbage. Subin is a Ziburis. So how do the two jive? And it doesn't make sense to say you only need Meitav by Karka. If you pay Meitav, you don't need Meitav. That doesn't make sense. The Gemara's final answer is Kol Mili Meitavu. When you give Meitav, everything has to din on Meitav. But to say arbitrarily, Torah only requires Meitav if you give in Karka. Give Meitav doesn't have to be Meitav. That's nonsense. You say Kol Mili Meitav, it is Meitav. That's going to be the final answer. So Abai has this kasha. He didn't like Rava's answer. Rava said the din of Meitav only is if Bezna is koy for you to pay. So that's a din in Bezna, paskening Bezna has to paskin Meitav. But if you volunteer to pay on your own, then the whole din of Meitav doesn't apply. So he said there's no grounds to say such a word. This says Meitav said then Meitav kam Yishalem. Yishalem is midaitai. It doesn't say Bal Korchai. There's no mashmaz in the pasuk that it's only in Bezna is koy for him. So Abai comes up at this sense. Achanami gabi nizik and dine beidus. The Amalei ihu. What if the nizik tells the mazik, "Havli beninis tvei purto. Why don't you give me instead of giving me idus, give me beninis? The beninis is is less valuable, so give me a bigger piece of Beinonis. Rashi says, why should he want Beinonis? Why should he want Beinonis? So Rashi says, Kigon, Sheesh Lekaka Samach Lo'osa Beinonis, Shalamazik. There's a reason why. Rashi says, there's a din in Bob Metzia Badina de Bar Metzra. If a man is selling a farm, and he can sell it either to his next door neighbor who has a farm, the next door neighbor expresses an interest in buying it, and if the next door neighbor buys it, he'll be able to plow the two fields and harvest everything by going straight. It'll be much easier to do the work, as opposed to if the next door neighbor buys another farm in a different location, he'll have to move all the instruments to the other place. It'll be much easier. Or let's say he has a house, he's selling a house. So the next neighbor wants to buy a house because he has so many children, so he needs, and the children are going to get married, they're going to have grandchildren, so he can use the two houses that are one next to the other. Or let's say there's a school is so crowded, shout out now New Jersey, one of the schools, the school is so crowded, so they want to buy a building that's near their building, so they'll be able to have some of the classes there. And the teachers will be able to walk over, and the prince will be able to walk over to half a block away. And other schools want to buy that building also, but the other schools are blocks away. And over here, it's mamash, it'll be an extension of the other school. So that's an issue of Dina de Bar Metzah. So the Gemara says, Vasisa Yoshev Atoiv is the basis for the Din of Dina de Bar Metzah. There is such a concept. What if, let's say, a Pchor is entitled to get Pishnaim, the father dies, and then Pchor gets Pishnaim? So he draw lots on everything. So the father had, let's say, a big field, and he has a whole bunch of children, so he divided it into smaller fields. So the poor can get one share over there, one share over there. Not near each other. So I think the Gemara says in Baba Basra in the first parak that just like there's a concept of dinner de bar mitzvah, if he's selling over here, there's more so. This is like Kofin Oslam Midas Dom. Instead of drawing lots on everything, so you have the chelek ha'pchor, he should get two fields, one next to the other. So you draw lots. Which two fields should he get next to each other? But you don't draw lots on everything. It's irrelevant as far as the other brothers are concerned. And it's relevant. It's worth more to me. If I'm the pchor, I get the two fields, one next to the other. So here also Rashi seems to understand. Rashi writes, the boy nizik lemishkal subin, Shokol bal korcho shal amazik. The nizik is entitled to get even edis. Not that the nizik is only entitled to get it. Nizik is even entitled to get nizik. Even entitled to get. That's what the Gemara rejects Abai. Let's first do what Abai said. So Abai says, "Achanadu gabe nizik and dinim edis min atori gets edis." So Abai understood only edis. Can't be only Yiddis. Even Yiddis is Meshubin. He can even collect Yiddis. The Mazik can't stick him with Beinon as a Ziburis. If he says, I want Yiddis, the Torah gives him the right to demand Yiddis. But the question is, what if the Nizik demands Beinonis? Why does he demand? He'd rather have a bigger field Beinonis. So Rashi says, why? Because it's next to Kigon Sheesh Lekar Kasamach Lo'os Beinon Shalom Mazik. So he can be koife the mazik to give him the beinonis that's next to his field, like kofen osal midas daim. That's what Rashi learns in the maskana when the Gemara rejects Abai. Let's see, first we'll see what Abai said. So Abai presents it keilu only the edis is meshubin. So therefore vi'i omalei ihu, and if the nizik requests of the mazik, have be beninus pay purta, give me, instead of give me it is give me beninus, going to give me beninus, it's less the value, mostly give me twice as big, or give me ziburis, three times as big as the, if she would have given me, if it would have been itis. So if you request have be beninus pay purta or malay, so that's what you have the two psukim for. So the mazik, the owner of the shah mazik, can respond and say like this, ikshaklis kidinoch, you're entitled to itis, you're not entitled to beninus and ziburis. So if you take what the din says, Yiddish, kol kira hashta, I'm paying you off now, so now, kamu shavu nimka bosa makam bosa zman, and now it's Tishrei. So the fields sell for less. I have to give you more Yiddish. However, below, but if you're not going to take Idis, you want to take Ben and Ziburis, you're not entitled to Ben and Ziburis. So then, you cannot say you're not entitled, and therefore, if you want to, I'm gonna consider it as if it's worth much more. The pasuk tells you that it has to be shkol ki yukra de lekame. To say that I consider the benes and the ziburis to be worth way more than it's going to ever be worth, even when it comes nissen, it's not going to be worth so much. That he has no right to say. But even according to Abaye, we don't pass on like Abaye. But even according to Abaye, the pasuk doesn't mean to say that you can give him benes. He wants. He has a reason why it's benes. Why he wants benes and ziburis. Cannot give him benes and ziburis and say that it's worth almost as much as it is. It's not at all. All the kentayne is shkol ki yokra de lekame. I want to consider the value that it's going to have later, but to consider that it's worth more than that, and it doesn't correspond to reality at all. Even Abaye holds not so. Where do you see that in the pasuk? So what does the pasuk say? The one pasuk says meitav. Abaye says meitav is only entitled to meitav. That's when I was going to ask. Doesn't make sense. So if he gives a meitav, he gives him like the low value now. He has to give him a bigger piece of field because he's paying him in Tishrei. And Ein Lahegdush on the Mekom of Shaito, both are Mokom, both are Zman. So it's less valuable. So you owe him a Hezek, $1,000, $20,000. Got to give him so much karka that's worth today $20,000. But if you want it, the Nizik demands Beinanis and Ziburis, then it's governed with the other Pasik, Afilu Subin. What is even the pasuk afilu subin? Yoshev the rabbi sheva kesma afilu subin. How do you see this in the pasuk? Such a difficult pshat that Abaye said. Rabbi's pshat okay. Rabbi gave a pshat in the brisa and Abaye is applying this to tashlumei nizikin. He says the shibur of the nizik is only on the meitav. The Gemara is going to reject it. It's even on meitav. He thought it's only on meitav. Now, Benedis and Ziburis, it's a substitute for the Meitav. So I would have said, so you can say, if you want Benedis and Ziburis, to me it's worth 95% of the $5,000, of the $25,000 that I owe you. So that he can't say. You can only say, Shkol ki yukra de lekame. Where do you see that in the word, Yoshev de Rabbi Shekes, la filosum? I don't know. Anyway, so the Gemara didn't, so the Pnei Yeshua works on this. What's the drasha? I don't understand. Rashi said, "This is how we hachanami gabin ezik and nami b'hachim etarzukroi. This is how we farem for the steer between the two psuk and gun. B'yom enisen it'll be worth more. B'yom etishvei it's worth less. Zo b'hizik b'tishvei shav emana b'alik v'smana b'karkos hamaz dina b'enisen. Yeah. So if he gives him now in tishvei, meitav so shkol ke hashtok kizol de hashtok." Then the pasuk says shkol ki yukra de lekamei, but not less than that. How do you see from the word yoshel the rabbi shavakas afilu sub? Hoch yos yoshel the rabbi sub and the boy the mishkan nizik sub and kosh yeshlo. Nichle bo shkol ki yukra de lekamei. I don't see how the drasha. Anyway, the Gemara rejects it. It doesn't make any sense. I don't even see what the idea was in the first place. How you figured this out from the pasuk? Maskel arvacha bayank. What are you talking? Mekein arat to kechushon lezikin. It's a benis as well. Chmanam and meitav. The Torah says even meitav. What do you mean? There's only shiva nachasim on the meitav. Shiva nachasim is even on the meitav. On idis benis and ziburis and everything. Vatam and benis and ziburis nami loy. He said there's no shiva on benis and ziburis and negotiating on it. It doesn't make any sense. Ella he shifts it. Ella amar avach bayank and yikol the damui the bachoyim and damin aloy. That what? He takes Abaye's idea. And he says, it's not going to, you, Abaye, thought that he's going to farem for this steer between the two psukim by Nezikin. The teretz of by Nezikin is wrong. So the Gemara is going to end off later, become kasha. We're left with the kasha. But this Madama, Rabbi Chabayankiv, says, the word that Abaye said would be true in a different case of Bachoy. What's true by Bachoy? Bachoy, Dina Bebeinen is, he understands, Dina Bebeinen is, also, Dina Bebeinen is only, not busy Buris. Again, the same thing. Dina Bebeinen is only and not busy Buris. And if the Nizik, not the Nizik, if the Malva requests rather than give me Beinonis, that's the Beinonis is in China, it's in Wyoming, give me Ziburis, which is right next door to me, it's over here. I'd rather have Ziburis because it's right near my field, or it's on this side of the world. I don't want Beinonis in South Africa. I want Ziburis in New Jersey. I want Ziburis over here somewhere. So he says, if the Malva request of the Lord, Abli Ziburis, I'd rather have Ziburis Tvei Purta, Omale, so the Lord can respond, Yishaklis Kidinach, if you're going to take Beinonis that you're entitled to, and now it's Tishrei and Tishrei, all the fields are lower in value, is the Mishnah and Erchin, and the Hegdash Alam, Koma Meshaita. Then Shkol Kedashta, that's the Din, that's the Mishnah, and it's a Din and Kol HaTarkul, it's by Kiddushin, by Mazik, by Choyl, by everything. The Eloi, but if you're asking for something Shaloi Kiddin, you're asking for Ziburis, the Pashtus again is, that's what Tos says. Pashtus is that by Balchoiv, Beinonis and Ziburis are both Meshubit. Idis is not Meshubit, thus that's all he has is Idis. That's the Brisa later, the Gemara says, Ein lo eli idis kulam gadmen or idis. Five lines from the bottom. Gemara quotes, I owe money to Balchog, Subasisha, and Nezikin. I owe everybody. So if I have idis, Beinus, and Ziburis, then Nezikin get idis, and Balchog gets Beinus, and Subasisha gets Ziburis. If all I have is idis, everybody collects from idis. What are you going to say? He has no right to collect? Of course he has a right to collect. All you have is idis, so you got to pay. You got no choice. If I have Ziburis, also kudum godmin a Ziburis. What's the chiddush there? You don't say that it's my responsibility to sell the Ziburis and give him cash or give him edis. I'm not, that's not my responsibility. All I have is Ziburis, I pay Ziburis, okay? If I have edis, then it's a din kedima. The Nizik has a right to collect this. If I don't have edis, it's not my responsibility. That's what Rabbi Natam says. Rabbi Natam Rogalam Gimel Dinim Heim. If I have an employee who worked for me, then Zchiras Poelim is a different type of a chiyuv. There are details in Zchiras Poelim. B'yom Atit Nuschar. That's only a din in Zchiras Poelim. Doesn't apply to Dmei HaMekech. If you buy something, there's no din B'yom Atit Nuschar. By Mazik, by Halvoy, you don't have such a din. It's only a din in Zchiras Poelim. So in Zchiras Poelim, there's another din. You have to pay dafke cash. And if, let's say, he did work in the painter, painted my apartment, and then I say, okay, I owe you $5,000, take $5,000 worth of svarim. I have a house full of svarim. Take any $5,000. The guy says, no, I want you to give me a check for $5,000. You sell the svarim. I can't stick him with the svarim. If he's a poil, and I owe him schiris poilim, that's what Rabbi Natan has a gemara at the end of Bava Metzia, that he says the employee can tell the boss, Zilzvin, you go and sell the svarim, vaisi zuzi, I want you to pay me in cash. I'm not mechuyev to accept shavu kesef. Rabbeinu Tam Ba'i Ragalama, where's that test? Rabbeinu Tam Ba'i Ragalama, Gimel Dinim Heim. There's one din by Nezikin, if you pay karka, if you have edis, you have to give edis. If you're giving metaltalim, kol milim etavu, and if you have cash, you can pay cash. That's certainly good. But you're not mechuyev to pay cash. Not mechuyev to pay cash by nizik. And if you want, you can give karka from midas, and if you want, you can give metaltalim, because kol milim etavu. If you had a halvoya, he lent me cash, so zuzi, yoiv zuzi shokel, so lechatchila, if I have cash, karka metaltalim, and he lent me cash, so that's the Ikara Din is I'm mechuyev to pay him back $20,000 of cash. Or by check, I'm mechuyev to pay him back. Zuzi yoiv zuzi shokel. And if it's a dentist who lent me, let's say, 5 ounces of silver to fill the cavities, so Ikara Din I'm mechuyev to pay back 5 ounces of silver. With the Rabbana that made a din, you're not allowed to do that because the value of silver can go up. So it'll look like it's ribbons. Ikara Din there, I said, it's not yoisem in a keren. That is the keren. 5 ounces of silver is what he lent me. Zuzi yoiv zuzi shokel. I'm going to have to give him back 5 ounces of silver. Even if the price goes up in our Torah, that's not ribbis. That is the keren. And the Rabbanan, it looks like ribbis, so they asked it. So that's called saw b'saw. If you borrowed a bushel of grain, and you're going to give him back next year a bushel of grain, so that's all this other. Price may possibly go up. The way the world goes, prices are always going up. There's always inflation. Price will go up. Some of the Rabbanon, that's an Issa Ribbis, so you're not even allowed to lend Sobiso. Not allowed to lend it in the first place, Sobiso. But Minatayra, that's the Nisibis has a Sefer on Yerudeh. That's called Chavis Das. Very strong Sefer. So he has that Yisoid, that if you lent 5 ounces of silver, the Ikadin is Mukhif to pay back silver. If you lent 5 bushels of grain, the Ikadin Mukhif to pay back 5 bushels of grain. And if you lent cash, Zuzi Yoib Zuzi Shokel. And Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Chuvin. He explains that this for emphasis a lot of Kashis. Rav Soloveitchik also said it, explains Gemaris and Sanhedrin like that. They all assume like that. The Nesivis, I think, says it based on the passing of Chumash. Lasasech leachicha leachicha neshech kesef neshech oechel neshech kol dobra ashi yishach. What does it say? 3 things? Neshech kesef, neshech oechel, neshech kol dobra ashi yishach. So he says that's what it means. Neshech kesef means if he lent me money, I'm going to pay him back money. He's not allowed to give ribbis. Neshech oechel, if he lent me bushels of apples, Mikra Adina Mukhif to pay him back bushels of apples, I'm not allowed to give him back ribbis. Nesha Kaldav Ashi Yishach, if he lent me 5 ounces of silver, I'm not allowed to, he's not allowed to make him pay back 6 ounces of silver. But if you have silver, so silver Yoib is a silver shakal, whatever he lent me, Minatoy Mukhif to give back. Me the Rabbanon, if it's a Shavah Kesef, so then they asked it. That's all the sword they asked it. But Minatoyra, it doesn't matter what it was, whether it's Kesef, Neshach Kesef, Neshach Echon, Neshach Kodah, whatever I lent, that's Mikir Adin Mukhiyat Gibak. So that's the Rabbein and Tam says, Rabbein and Tam Rogalai Megibal Dinim Hay. By Nizikin, you have any one of the 3 choices. You can either give Kesef Yoshe Lebalov, or Yoshe Le Rabbe Shavu Kesef, or if you're the Subin called Mele Mektav, or Metaltonin, or if you want to pay Karka, you have to give Mektav. You have to give Mektav. But if it's Balchayiv, so then, if he lent me cash and I have cash available, I have no right to stick him with metaltalin or with karka that's been in his. He lent me cash and the cash is if isli zuzi, I have to give back zuzi. If I don't have cash, mikredin zuzi yoiv zuzi shakal, I have to give back the same type of thing. And if you don't have cash, then you can pay. If you pay with metaltalin, then it's considered called mele meitavu. And if you pay with karka, you have to give at least beninis, if not better. And then the third din is chiras poyalim. The regular rabbeinu tam alam gimel dinim. Where the gimel dinim? Anybody remember? Where's Tessa Manala? Where's the Tosfos? Forgot already? Okay, so about meitav, rabbeinu tam. Sheish gimel dinim in the zikin or kesav meitav. Leslie fe the sub balchav isli zuzelim matzal. This is looking right. That's the Tosfos. Where else does the Tosfos appear? Perek haparam em vavam and beis visham. Visham on Tosfos always means there's a Tosfos over there that says the same thing. But it's another mesichtas. What's the asterisk? Ayin Tosfos bar basra daf tzadik beis on and beis and Tosfos lekamon mem vavam and beis. Yeah, that's why it says visham. Visham means that there's a Tosfos on that daf. There's a Tosfos in a few places. Raga rabbeinu tam alam the gimel dinim. That's in the Choshen Mishpat. They quote the Maharam Rutmerg had a dream that that Gemara in the end of Bob Metzia, why do you have to pay the employee cash? Because it says Elov hu nosei esnaf sho. The worker sometimes puts his life in danger to do work. He climbs on top of trees and he does all kinds of crazy things. People do all kinds of crazy things for parnasa, in order to have food, in order to have money to buy food. See, I have no right to stick him. I take $5,000. I'll tell the painter, I owe you $5,000. Take $5,000 worth of svar. He's not Jewish. What's he going to do with this one? He's going to sell it. He doesn't know how much to charge. I'll tell him, take $5,000 of furniture that I have. Take $5,000 of old clothing that I have. That's not fair. I have to give him money. He should be able to buy food. So the Maharam Rutmerg had a dream. But medvar mamurim, if I can stick him with furniture, with svarim, or with old clothing. What if I'm going to stick him with? He works in a delicatessen for me. I'm going to say, take $5,000 worth of food. Since the whole purpose, the whole reason why, by schiras perlim, you have to give him cash because he loves him. I'm sure he puts his life in danger because he needs a parnassus. So if I say, take $5,000 worth of food, a grocery store, So some of it is perishable. Some of it, I said, take $5,000 worth of food and take it home. So the whole purpose of having to give him cash to make it easier for him to buy food, to make it easier for him. So I said, take the food. So the Maram had a dream that that's okay. So that's what the Shach raises an issue. Why do we accept his dream? La'aloch, what happened to the rule? The Shach raises the issue over there.
Only food? Suppose he has food. He eats
your
house and he has to pay the rent.
Yeah, right. That's why the Shach said you can tie it against the Maharam. He doesn't need it for food. He wants to buy a house, right? He's saving up money to buy a house. He wants cash. Yeah. Yeah. That's what is what the Dingzach with the Maharam. So there the Shach says he's not so convinced that we should follow the dreams of the Maharam. Maybe Divrei Chachamim is lamala v'lamer. Where else in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rima, the dream of the Maharam Ritmerg? It says in Shulchan Aruch that he used to learn at the Beis Medrash that didn't have a mezuzah. Because the Gemara says in the first Perek in Yuma, and Daf Yud Aleph, all sugi about mezuzah there. Most of the dinim of mezuzah are in Hakar Mitzrabah, in Menachos, the Daf Yomi people just flew through it a couple of weeks ago. And a little bit there's another mesichta, a little bit in the Sukkah, a little bit in Yuma. So in the first Perek in Yuma, there's a machloikis, and we pass on that Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, as a Hishtamshu Shal Kodesh, and you're not chayv in mezuzah. So the Maharam was learning in the Beis Medrash, it didn't have a mezuzah. So he kept on having a recurring dream that they're complaining to him in his dream, why don't you have a mezuzah on the Beis HaMedrash? So he was concerned, so he put a mezuzah. So the next night he had a dream, they said, Yashin Kayach, you did the right thing, you put a mezuzah on the Beis Medrash. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Because of the dream of the Maharam, so in the Beis HaKnesses we don't put a mezuzah, but the Beis HaMedrash was, Beis HaKnesses is a miyuchad for davening. Beis HaMedrash is a miyuchad for learning. So on the Beis HaMedrash, we put a dream, we put a mezuzah because Maram had a dream. This mamash against the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. They put them both together. Either they're both potter or they're both chayv. Whoever heard that there's a split between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. So the Shach should have said over there, Divrei Chachamim Islam Malam Lam. There he's quiet. Only in the end of Chosh Mishpah by Schiras Poilam, Mishin Lam Gimel, there the Shach wakes up and he says, what happened to the rule? Divrei Chachamim Islam Malam Lam Rim. We should ignore it. There's a whole sefer. One of the Talmidim of the Rabbi Natam, who was also, his name was Yankiv, and he also called them Rabbi Natam, the Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. So he used to be learning all day, used to think and learning, so when he used to dream at night, he had dreams that in the dream we'd ask the Malachim, what's the din? And the Malachim usually gave him non-committal answers. Usually they said, they didn't want to answer. And once in a while they gave a straightforward answer. So that's a question of what that's called, Shadus HaShuvus Ben HaShemayim. So that's the question, to what extent are these reliable? They really took a stand on anything. But the one or two issues that they did take a stand on, so that's the question, to what extent is it reliable? Because what happened to the world? So in the recent edition of that sefer, they have a whole Akdamah by Rav Reuven Margolius about this topic. Of what value is this sefer? Rav Reuven Margolius was a librarian. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He was a librarian. So he always quotes funny books. He'll never quote a Ktzis and Nisivas and Shagas Aryeh, Beis Halevi, that kind of stuff, not it. He quotes obscure things that a librarian knows about. He doesn't quote, he has a whole safe on Sanhedrin, Margolius Hayam. So the real juicy Yeshivish Torah he does know from that. He only knows librarians' books. It's a funny collection of odds and ends. Yeah, but it's a value. Okay, it's a value. So that's a question. What value is the whole sefer? Shal Shuvus Ben HaShemayim. Maybe Divrei Chachamim is Lamala V'lo Merid. So what's over here? So what was the suggestion? Elo, he says. Elo, Amar Abach Bayankim. No, it should be Yikal Demoy LeBalchay Ben Damina. What? Balchay Dina Bebeinin is. He holds the only Dina Bebeinin is. It's only Dina Bebeinin. Not the Ziburis. The Omale Havli Ziburis Tfei Purta. He would prefer to have Ziburis because it's next to his field. Or the Beninus is in South Africa, and the Ziburis is over here in New Jersey, in New York. He'd rather have Ziburis over here than to have Beninus over there. So then the Loive can say, Ishaklis Kibinoch, Mikra Din Yoshiba is only on Beninus, Kol Kedahashta V'ilo. If you want a request of me that I should give you Ziburis, that's not really Meshubad, Shkol Kiyokra Dilakame. why isn't it the same as before? That's what Tosis asks. Tosis dima maschal abalchem damin alay. L'shach lemifchem ken harayte koichosh. Ken harayte koichai means to the balchayiv, even beinanis is meshubet. Not only zburis, even beinanis. Just like before, they rejected Abai, because Abai sounds as if he thinks only Idis. By the Choftal, the Ravs, and Zikin, only the Idis is Meshubit, not the Beinanis and Zibur. So Gemara says, not true, even Idis, even Idis. How can you say, Shkol Kedinoch? Yishaklis Kedinoch, what do you mean Shaklis Kedinoch? It's only Idis, it's even Idis. Here also, why is Dina Shabachov is only Bebeinanis? It's even Bebeinanis. Kalvachayim Bebeziburis, it's even Bebeinanis. That's what Tosis asks. So what did they answer? The exact same kasha that he rejected Abaye, he rejected Abaye because of that. And the Elom Rabbah, he says, but Bachoiv is good. So the Gemara should have rejected for the same reason he rejected before. It's a pillar. So there's a Pnei Yeshua over here. Pnei Yeshua here brings up the issue. May as well discuss it because it's going to lead us into the next daf, into daf ches. What's the din men ha-Torah? Balchov men ha-Torah. We said there are Choftal, the Rovs, and Zikim men ha-Torah, they all get Edis, and then Tosfos said even Masr Mefagel, all 26, not only Masr Mefagel also gets Edis. So Balchov is also men ha-Torah be Edis, and they knocked it down to Beinanis, or Balchov men ha-Torah is Beziburis, and they made it higher to Edis. So the Gemara has on Ches Amid Aleph, right in the middle of Ches Amid Aleph, the line begins with the two words, the Omarula. Hula says, V'atoyra balchoy bezibur, shenem rabachutz tamar, v'isha sha'atanosh bo yotze lecha savot hachutzo, it's ready, he gives man apiron, and the loyva didn't pay me the money, doesn't give me a check. So I come, I knock on his door, and I say, you owe me money. So it says, Bachutz Tamad, L'Savol Beisa L'Avot Avot, you're not allowed to enter, the Malve is not allowed to enter the home of the Loive. Bachutz Tamad, you have to stand outside, and the Loive, Isha Shatano Shibbo, the Loive, Yitzel Lechas Avot Avot, have to rely on him, he should give me a mashkin, because it's ready, he gives mana per run. So what's he probably going to bring out? Mandaka Shalani Lahotzi, Pachash Abikelim, he's probably going to bring out some kind of junk. So Tosis says, Pachash Abikelim, but call me the Meitavu. If it's metaltalim, so we said over here, call me the metaphor. Yeah, but just like if he's giving metaltalim, he's going to give something that the piece of junk, strictly speaking, is metal. So if he's going to give me karka, he's also going to give me the junk. He's going to give me the ziburis. So Ula says he started off dina men ha-Torah b'ziburis. So that was in the Minchas Chinuch that we said before we started the Masechta and the introductory Shir. Minchas Chinuch said, but it's such a big zereshah, but tachas nesidin shalom kesef. Includes the Choftal of Nezikin and Moser Mefagel, includes everybody and everything. Why doesn't it include Balchayv? So he said, no, only includes Milvak Suva Batur. It doesn't include Balchayv, it doesn't include Meha Mekach, that's a Hischayvis Midah. That's not included. There are many other differences between Milvak Suva Batur as opposed to a Hischayvis Midah. So the Menchas Chinuch says, that's Ula's opinion, that the Gzera Shavah goes on all 24, 26. Everything, those are chiyuv that the Torah imposes. But a chiyuv mama that the Torah imposes a chiyuv to the maximum, then the Torah imposes, you got to pay meter. But if you accept it upon yourself, you only accept it to the extent of ziburis. Unless it's said explicitly. When we get married, so we write, Mikar adin, the ksubas hishu should collect from ziburis. But we write in the ksuba, we're mishabed everything that we have, and we write mikol shvar arag nichsen dikinyon adisli tchos kol shmaya. What is mikol shvar arag nichsen dikinyon? Meitav, but it's dina b'ziburis. Let's say there's a balchayv. So the balchayv writes, I owe you $500,000, and I give you the right to collect from Yidis. So that's Gemara Gittin called that a shtarchayv shekasa by Yidis. He wrote in the Shtachayiv, I obligate myself, I borrowed $500,000 and I obligate myself to pay from Yiddish. So be it, that's what he wrote. So if you get married in Minaden, is Dina B'ziburis, but you're right, Kol Shvar Arag Nechse Mikinyonim, that's what the Ramban writes on Chumash, the word Arag is Miloshen Esrog, the Merageg Nechmad Lamara in Parshas Bereshis, but the Eitz Hadas says Nechmad Lamara, so the Tagmokon says the Merageg Lamechazi. So Nechmad is Esrog is Miloshin, it's Meitav, it means Meitav. So if you write in the Shtar, you Mishabed Meitav is Meitav. But we assume, so Ula's opinion is Vatar Dina Beziburis, but Midirabanan. They changed it, they gave him better. A guy's going to lend once and you're going to stick him with Zibur. He's going to lend the second time and you're going to stick him with Zibur. So you're not going to lend any money anymore. I do people a favor and then that's what they return the Toivah to me. They pay me back with Zibur. I don't want Ziburis. That's Ula's opinion. The other opinion in the Gemara, which we do not accept, we had that on the top of. What do we have? V'chitema, where was it? On the top line on Zayin Amaral. V'chitema sabra b'kivu kol b'alcho ebnami b'idis means min ha-tora dina b'idis. There was an opinion like that in Gittin. The Balchov, the same dafu ul is Gittin daf nun. So the other opinion is that Balcho ebdina min ha-tora b'ziburis, that this big zerusha b'tachet t'sinin shalom kesev includes Balcho eb also, even though it's Yischavis Mendas also. Menatarz dino b'meitav. Why did they knock it down to beninus? So Tosus explained why. Where was that Tosus? Didn't we have such a Tosus? Shiloye hey adam roye. Chesam and alaf. Yeah. My leisleta kanta. Oh, Tosis says, "Gitn mem tesam aveis." Meten ba bachav ein dina beidis. Men atorid is dina beidis. Right. The last few lines in Mar, Dibra Maschal Mar on Chesam and Aleph. Meten ma bachav ein dina beidis. Men atorid is. Kedesh shel yiras sod dina v'dira no lachaver. V'yam ekbetz v'avenu. We want to deter loan sharks from lending him money in order to take away the beautiful sod that he has. So they knocked it down. Then the ifeinayim. Feinayim has happened to be in Vilna when they were printing the Vilna Shas in the late 1800s. So the printers asked them, "We're printing our Gemara. Maybe you can give us some Heoris." So he asked, "Which Masichta are you printing? What's the deadline?" So he said, "Putting up Bava Kamma. The deadline is this Sunday." So he sat down and he wrote the whole Bava Kamma in 3 days. Each time they were holding by printing another Masichta. So he said, "Which Masichta? Give me the deadline." So he wrote it. This was not his life's work. He didn't sit for 80 years and sit and write this. He wrote it on the spot. Unbelievable. So the Feinayim always gives you cross references to Yerushalmis and Mechiltas and Toseftas and Midrashim. He always gives you. So on Daf Ches, he quotes the third opinion, which never appears in the Bavli, it only appears in the Yerushalmi, that Bachav Dina Men HaTorah B'Beinim is. But that doesn't even appear in the Bavli. Bavli has the two opinions, Ula, that you start ben ator b'ziburis and with the rabbanon you elevate him dina b'beinonis, or you start ben ator b'meitav and you go down. That was the other opinion. You go down dina ben ator b'idis and with the rabbanon you want to deter this loan sharks, so you knock it down to beinonis. So here, so the Pnei Yeshua has akasha. Pnei Yeshua has a he'ora. Pnei Yeshua has a he'ora. Based on the Gemara on the next daf, the Gemara has a concept of lo nichali b'takanta de rabbanon. It's on the top of chesam and base. Kol am yevshe b'takanas chamikonzu shomalo. Whenever they made it, let's say I owe you money, min atoyre I owe you money, min the rabbanon whatever I owe you money for some reason or another, you have the right to be moichel the money. There is an institution of mechila. So mechila doesn't only apply if I owe you an amount of money kish. What if you have a zuchus against me? I don't know. Let's say I have a backyard which have swings and sliding pond and whatever for children, and somehow you have a zuchus to use it. Usually you have no right to use my property, shal shalami das, unless I authorize you. So we made a kinyan. He made a kinyan, and you have the right to use it to play with your grandchildren for the next 30 years. You have a right to use it. So you have a schus on my property. So you just like if I owe you money, you can be meichel. So if you have a schus against me, you can be mevate the schus also. You can be meichel on the schus. So here, let's say my father died and leaves me a big Yerushin. I say, I'm meichel. What do you mean you're meichel? Who are you meichel to? The money is yours. Let's say I have a suit. I'm meichel. What do you mean you're meichel? If you say you're mafkirit, so you're mafkirit. You can't be meichel. You can't be meichel abiyan. Who are you meichel to? I'm meichel to you. What do you mean meichel to you? Meichel means, if you owe me money, I'm meichel. If you have a schus, if I have a schus against you, I have the right to use your backyard to bring my grandchildren to play there, so I'm meichel the schus, so I'm left without the schus. You can be meichel an achoyv, you can be meichel a schus. But you can't be meichel abiyan. I can't be meichel my jacket to someone else. where does it say that? There's no mechila on abiyan. Kiddushin Yud Zayin. Yeah. The Gemara says if you have an Eved Ivri, so he goes free at the end of Sheish. How does it go? Oh, let's say if you want to free him before Sheish, so you have to give him a shtar shichur. There's a concept of shtar shichur by Eved Knaini, and there's a concept of shtar shichur by Eved Ivri. So the Gemara says, Eved Ivri, Eved Knaini, I understand why he needs that. Eved Ivri, I have a schus that he has to work me for 6 years. So let me just be meichel. I say, I'm meichel this schus. And shank, mechila in a tzvicha kinyan. If you owe me money, if you owe me $500,000 and I'm meichel, I can't change my mind next week and say, I want you to pay me. Once you're meichel, mechila in a tzvicha kinyan. So if I have a schus, ebek naini, I own the ebek naini, kishori bachamori. So you can't be meichel abiyan. But ebed ivri, why don't you just say, I'm meichel him, so you shouldn't have to work for me for the till the end of the 6 years. And the Gemara says, Zosam eres. Ebedivri gufa kanu. You shouldn't think only Ebeknaini is gufa kanu. Ebeknaini is gufa kanu kishore bachamoro. That's a Gemara later in Baba Kamach. Ebeknaini is kishore bachamoro. I own the Ebeknaini. I have no right to kill him. He's a human being. But I own him kishore bachamori. And an Ebedivri is also gufa kanu. It's not kanu to the same extent as an Ebeknaini. It's like Dekala Paris, just like we spoke yesterday. There's such a thing as a kinya lachat science. I own the Eved Ivri with respect to the fact that he's mechayev to do work for me for the next 6 years. But it's not just a schus. I have a schus that he has to do. If it's a schus, I could have been meichel. So then you wouldn't need a shtar shechur. It's a Eved Ivri gufo konui. It's kedeka leperis. The Rishonim is the moshel there. It's kedeka leperis. So therefore, there's no mechila on a bien. That's what you see from that Gemara. That's what you say, Kedushin Yud Zayin. Omer Aleph, there's no mechila on a bien. So here, Rava comes up with an interesting din. What is Gigonzu? Rava said it somewhere else. Here, the Gemara on Chesam and Bay is on the sixth line from the top. Just like Rava said somewhere else, Yevshi betakana was made the Taivasi. I say, Yevshi betakanascham, he moichel. So too, over here also, where's the original din of Yevshi betakanascham? The original din is, Habal oichel peris nichse meluk. The husband, it made a takana with the Rabbanon. Let's say I marry a girl, she happens to be a wealthy girl. She owns, when she was single, so she was successful in buying apartment buildings, and she's collecting rent from all the apartment buildings. So once she marries me, so that's, or let's say she has fields, and the fields produce pears, apples, tvua, whatever, peanuts, whatever grows. So the din is the baal zechol peris nichsimaluk. The baal has the right to eat the peris nichsimaluk. This is a schus that the chachamim gave to the husband. So there's a mishnah in Ksubis. On Pegimel it says that if the husband is mevater on the schus, it's the first Mishnah HaKosev. HaKosev liish, the din advar mainly b'nei chosayach of the perisim, of the perisim. He says, I'm mevater the schus peris nechsem aluk. So that's what Rava says, kohay meyav shebetar chama kagon zu, like in the Mishnah, shom elo. They made a takana that they gave the husband a schus. A schus lends itself to mechila. So just like I can be meichel if you owe me money, so too I can be meichel if I have a schus mammon against you. So that's also schus mamon. That the baal zechot peres nechsem alug is a schus mamon. So the Gemara says there, it's very restricted, it's very limited. If, let's say, the girl has all this real estate, and she has all the farms, and she's a rich girl, she doesn't want the husband, she loves the guy, but she doesn't want to give him all the peres nechsem alug. So before she gets married, she says, I want a prenuptial agreement that you're not going to take all the peres nechsem alug. So the Gemara says, if he's kosev le'ishtoi, if he writes to his fiancée before he marries her, when they're engaged, he writes, am moichel deschus, that's a mechila on a dovish la'boli yodam. So that's too early. It can't be moichel before he even married her. And if he already has nisuin, it's not, he didn't do a pre. If he makes a pre-nuptial agreement, literally pre, before he even married her, that's mechila on a dovish la'boli yodam, it's not chal. And if he already married her, he's already married for 10 years, and so he's taking all the money. I don't want him to take all the money. I want to have my independent bank account. I want to take the money from the apartment buildings and put it away in my savings account. So then the Gemara says it's too late for him to be Mechel the Schus. It's considered as if it's already bien. Just like Eved Ibri, Gufakonei, the Odon cannot say, I'm Moichel, you don't have to work for me till the end of the Sheish. He can't say that. You need a Shtar Shichra. Why can't he be Moichel? Because also Meres Eved Ivri Gufakone. The fact that the Mishnah says he needs a Shtar Shichra to free the Eved Ivri shows that even Eved Ivri is also Gufakone. It's a Bien. Just like Eved Knaini, for sure, you can't be Moichel. Eved Knaini is a Bien, so Eved Ivri is also. It's a Dekal of Paris. It's I own the Eved Ivri with respect to the fact that he's Mochiv to work for me till the end of the 6 years. But I own him. So the Gemara says, after the Baal already has Nisuin, there's Erisin and there's Nisuin. When you give a ring, Hariat Mekudeshusli. So Kiddushin is Erisin. And then you stand on the Chuppah and then you make Nisuin. You have Yichud, whatever constitutes Nisuin. Then you have Yichud, then she's an Eishes Ish B'Veisa Baal. During Erisin, she's an Eishes Ish Shalod B'Veisa Baal. And after you do Hachnos of the Veshusa, that's called Nisuin. Then she becomes a nation's sish b'veisa baal. So if they already have nisuin, then the Gemara says it's too late. The husband cannot be kosev l'ishtoi. A post-nuptial agreement is farfalm. Why? Because either yoda ki yoda, yoda adifam yoda, two versions there, abai v'rova, two versions of the Gemara, why is it too late? But bottom line, what it means is that it's considered as if it's not a schus that the husband has, it's considered a biyet, as if he owns the nichsim elug with respect to the right to take the peres nechsem alug. So there's no mechila on the end. So when does the Mishnah say, if it's a prenuptial agreement before he gets married, he can't be moichel on the dovish l'bali yom? If it's a postnuptial agreement after he got married already, it's too late. Yod ki yoda, it's considered as if he owns the bien of the nechsem alug, and there's no mechila on the end. So when does the Mishnah say because of the ishta, everything about odu arusa, because for the odu arusa during erisin he doesn't have. Peres nechsem alug only belongs to the husband after nisuin, but during erisin he has a schus. If he'll make before erisin, they're just engaged, there's nothing. It's literally the schus peres nechsem alug is a davish al bali yarlam, and there's no mechila on a davish al bali yarlam. There's no mechila on a davish al bali yarlam. There's a mishnah later in Bava Kamma. Let's say I say krak susi amanos lifter in perak achivel. I say, here's my property, burn everything down. I give you permission to burn everything, even though it's worth a fortune of money. I'm an os lifter. So if I say chop off my arm, I'm an os lifter, so you're not allowed to do it. But if I say krak susi, I'm an os lifter, then you can do it, then you're potter. So why is he potter? He was moichel in advance. There's a mechila on a dovish la'bal yalim. How come he's potter? If he can't, the Gemara says no mechila on a dovish la'bal yalim. So the answer is that's not because there's a mechila on a dovish la'bal yalim. That's not midin mechila. The Torah is only, let's say I rip up my own begodim, I destroy my own furniture, so that I had the right to. Maybe it's baltashchis, but as far as dinim amanus is concerned, if you're leaving out baltashchis, not to destroy anything in God's world, but as far as Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, I have a right to destroy my property, it's mine. So they say, krak susi amanos lifter, rip up my begodim and burn down all the stuff, and you'll be potter. You didn't do anything wrong in the first place. Not that I was meichel. The Torah is not imposing a chiyuv in the first place if I authorize you to do it. I want to build a new house. So I asked the people, bring dynamite and demolish the old house. And if you'll destroy the old house, then we're going to build a new house. So they come and they demolish the house. I say, Orem HaMazik, you got to pay. What do you mean Orem HaMazik? He told me to do it. That's not Orem HaMazik. If the owner authorized me to do it, it's not because of Mechila. Whenever he authorizes me to do it, so the whole parsha of Orem HaMazik doesn't apply. So you can't. But really, there's no mechila on a dovish labo yon. So if the husband is meichel before he gets married, husband is meichel, the schus peris nechsem ulug, the Gemara says, kosvelo before erisin, that he doesn't want to have schus peris nechsem ulug, so that's too early. And if he's meichel the schus after nisuin, then it's too late. And the Gemara says also the same thing when he gave to Yerusha. There's a din habal yerusha sishtoi. There's a machlokes hatanoim in Perek Yesh Nechlam. You have all the dinim of Yerusha. So there's a machlokes in Bava Basra. But the habal yerusha sishtoi is a din deraisa din derabon. There's some slight nafkeminis la locha, whether it's a din deraisa din derabon. How do we pask on locha lemaisa? The machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam paskens habal yerusha sishtoi is only mid derabonon, and the Ravid paskens habal yerusha sishtoi is a din deraisa, like the other time. So even though Abal Yerusha Sishtoi, even though there is such a din, either a term of the Rabbanon, but it's considered a schus. So the husband can be mevater on the schus. Often you have that when you have a second marriage. So the man is already in his 60s and his 70s and the first wife died. So he has children from the first wife. She has children from her first husband. So let's say she's very wealthy. She doesn't want her Yerusha to go to the second husband. She's not going to live with him so many years. She wants her Yerusha to go to her children from the first husband that she had. So she should have a prenuptial agreement filled out. He should make an agreement that he's mevater on the schus, mevater on the schus Yerusha. So the Gemara says the schus Yerusha is connected with the schus peres nechse meluk. So just like he cannot say I'm meichel the schus Yerusha when they're engaged. He's being meichel on a davish l'balayadam. And he can't be meichel the schus Yerusha after he already did nisuin, because it's too late. Then we say yoda ki yoda, yoda adifa mi yoda, either like Abai, like Rava. We say it's as if he already owns her property with respect to the right to get Yerusha. It's like deka l'peris, he owns it already. So the only time he can be meichel is in between erisin and nisuin, which poses a problem, as manazeh. By Yossi, what do you mean between Eris and Nisun? They're standing under the canopy. He says, Arei Mekudeshesli. And then they're under the canopy. He said, that's it. So there isn't even a second in between. In the days of the Gemara, there was a long pause in between. He said, Arei Mekudeshesli. Then a year later, he'll be Machnas Luchups. He has a whole year. So he can make the pre-nuptial, the pre-Nisuin agreement. He can say, I'm Michael during the course of the year. But Bizman Hazeh, how do you have in between? So what they do is, the chassan, the 70-year-old chassan, is marrying this girl. So he writes on a piece of paper, "Amoichol deschus peres nechsmul, amoichol deschus Yerusha." And after he gives her the ring, says, "Hari emugodeshesli." Then he gives her the envelope that has this document. It's not their heretz to say under the chup, "Amoichol deschus peres." It doesn't fit in. Doesn't fit in at that time. In case you die first, Amrechad is Chus Yerusha. Not a nice thing to talk about that. When you read the Ksuba, that's what it talks about. It says, if I die, you have the right to collect if I divorce you. But nobody understands Aramaic, so they don't hear. They don't understand. We're talking about the possibility of dissolving the marriage through the death of the husband or through a divorce. But what they do is that they write such a document, the Rabbanut has such a document. They write such a document, and the chassan gives it to the kala under the chuppah after hariat. They have in mind that the chuppah shouldn't be kaina till after they say the sheva brachas. Till after they say the sheva, they have in mind they don't want the chuppah to be kaina right away. If the chuppah is going to be kaina right away, so it's already yoda ki yoda, so it's too late to be moichel the schus peret nechsem aluk and the schus yirusha. So you have to be mevater in between erisin and nisuin.
Bedeckin such a wild cheat to the vets, Nisuin, to the point that they're okay with doing this under the chuppah?
Yeah, the badekin we only do if the girl is a besula. If she's getting married a second time, you don't do a badekin. I remember there was one Muslim from Yeshiva from my time. He lives in Eretz Yisrael now. So he got divorced from his first wife. It wasn't a happy marriage. And he married a girl who also didn't have a happy marriage, the first marriage. So the girl was so excited that she's so happy now, she felt it's like the first marriage. He wanted to have a badekin. So they made a badekin to make her happy. But the whole idea of badekin, yotze behinuma, is the Mishnah Ksuvah. Yotze behinuma is only if she's a psula, she's getting married for the first time. She gets married for the second time, they don't do a badekin. That's a question. Yeah, Tosis has such an opinion. Tosis and you. Yeah. It's a question whether we follow that in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. The chuppah is not kind of. Right.
And
Yesh Man de Palm. Yesh Harbe Man de Palm. I remember when Baron Lichtenstein got married, he said Torah on that Tosfos by one of the Shabbat Brachas. They had a Shabbat Brachas in the Bronx by Professor Lisman. That was Rabbi Soloveitchik's brother-in-law. He taught math in the college. So he was an uncle. Rabbi Soloveitchik was in Eretz Yisrael when his daughter Tova was born in America. So Professor Lisman said he paced the floors. Meaning is that the father of the baby paces the floors when the wife is in labor. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was in Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't pace the floors. So Dr. Lisman paced the floors. So he felt he was the honorary mechutin over here. So he had a Shevet Brachas, he spoke. And Rabbi Baron Lichtenstein said about Torah on that Shevet Brachas, he said on that Tosis. He was explaining about those who disagree. Those who disagree with the Tosis.
And you can't kinley that Tosis with that
mind. You can't do what?
You can't kinley like that Tosis.
Okay.
Couldn't
they write it into the ksuba that he might fall?
That would solve the problem.
Okay, when he gives it the ksuba, also that he gives it the ksuba after he says harayat, then they read the ksuba, then he gives the ksuba. So that's, we assume that it's eris and then, and you didn't have it, then he's suing yet. Even right. Though they're standing under the chuppah, they don't have a mind. Easier would be they shouldn't stand under the chuppah. Okay, shouldn't stand under the chuppah. So there's no shayla? Okay.
The Rishonim says you don't do that.
Right, the Rishonim say we don't do that. Right.
The Vav says to do that.
What?
The Vav says to do that.
All the time.
Stand outside the hook all the time.
All the time, yeah, yeah.
And the Rishonim says he's wrong.
He doesn't say he's wrong. They defend the practice that you walk under the chuppah and then you say harayat. You really should have said the brichas, the sheva brachas, the brichas nisuin. The Rishonim say it's not a brichas ha-mitzvah that it's governed with the rule of oivel asiyasam, but it should be similar to. You say you really ought to say the sheva brachas, the brichas nisuin, immediately before you do the nisuin, not after you already did the nisuin. But the meaning is that we stand under the chuppah and we say the brichas nisuin then. So the base says it quotes the Rishonim who say like that. Yeah, that's the common practice. So the original member of Ravid, there is such a concept. Yevshi betakanas chachamim. Just like if I owe you money, you can be meichel, or if you have a schus, I made a kinyan. You have a schus to use the playground to play with your grandchildren. So then you can be meichel on the schus. You can't be meichel on the bien. But you can be moichel on a schum mammon, on an amount of money, you can be moichel on a schus. A schus mammon is. So too, if the chachamim made a takana that says, b'tora schus, let's say the chachamim made a takana in the opening Mishnah in Ksubis, made a takana b'sula nisus li'oy marvi. Why did they make a takana b'sula should get married on a Thursday? So the Gemara says, in a certain sense, it's a takana l'toivas the girl. They didn't have caterers like today. The caterer didn't have freezers. So they made a takana, psul and this is Yamavi, Shiorim Tarech Besuda, Rishim Bishabi, Shani Bishabi, Shlishi Bishabi. So you should prepare food. The caterer should prepare food for 3 days, and then you're going to have a nice party. So let's say the girl says, Lo nichali betakanta de rabbanon, I want to get married on, they made up when they had Erison, they're going to have Nisuan by a certain date. Then that date turns out to be on Shabbos. So the girl says, okay, Shabbos, you can't get married, can't have Nisuan on Shabbos, want to have Nisuan on Sunday. So the Mishnah says, no, Higi Azman, Be'echa B'Shabbos, B'Shein B'Shabbos, B'Shlish B'Shabbos, he has until Thursday. Because that's a Takanas Chacham, and B'Sulan Nisus Liyam Ravi. So the Sheita Mekubetzes quotes this kasha, but the whole takana was letoiv is the girl, and the girl wants that the husband should support her. So she, why can't she say la nichali betakanta the rabbana? I want to have the wedding on Sunday, but let him start supporting me on Sunday. So the Rishonim answer over there. The Rishonim answer: you can only say la nichali betakanta the rabbana is betoris mechila. If they made a takana that's a schus mamonis, so just like you can be moichel a chayv mamon, you can moichel a schus mamon. But if made a takana, all the psula should get, a girl getting married for the first time should get married on a Wednesday. That's not a schus mamon, that it doesn't lend itself to mechila. What motivated them to make the takana was that the chosin should prepare for 3 days and it should be an elaborate wedding party. Okay. But then they weren't misaking it as a schus mamon that the kala has against the chosin. It's a takana, so you can't say lo nichali betakanta de rabbanon. The takana was made l'taybasi, so I don't want it. You can't do away with the takana. If the nature of the takana was a schus mamon, then you can say I'm moichel. So over here on chesam and beis, the nature of the takana was a schus mamon. Let's say the baal is echad peris nichsem elul, or if you hold that Yerusha Sabal is the rabbanon. Like the Rambam paskins, so he can say that's the schus that he has. So he says, "I'm mechel the schus. I'm mechel the schus peres nechsam aluv, and he's mechel the schus yerusha. So mechila is chal on him." Let's say my father's alive, and I say, "I'm mechel the schus yerusha." What do you mean? So dovish labali yolam. Let's say my father died already. The nechasim belong to me. So he can't be mechel. There's no way to be mechel the schus yerusha. The Bechor gets Pishnayim, that says in the Chumash, as of Bechor ben Asnura Yaker, losses lo Pishnayim. So why does it use the verb losses? So the Gemara says, Matona Kaya Rachmona, the Torah calls it Matona. Ma Matona Adosa Liyode Matona. If I said I'm going to give you a Matona, Kolzman, I didn't give it to you, you have nothing. I never made a binding agreement with you that I'm going to give you the Matona. So just like by a matana adosel yod, until I give it to you, you have nothing. That's a dovish labal yoylam. So to the pishnayim, until they make the chalukah and they give the pchor the pishnayim, he doesn't have it yet. But he has a schus. After the kozman, the father's life doesn't have a schus. The money is labal yoylam. The father may outlive him. But if the father died already, and they didn't make the chalukah yet, so the pchor has a schus to insist to demand, I want a chalukah, and when you make the chalukah, I want to get my pishnayim. So since after the father died, he has a schus, so that schus, he can say, I'm moichel, I'm mevater on the schus, viter. The pchor can be mevater on the pishnayim after the father dies. Because that's a schus that he has, but a yorish can't be moichel on Yerusha while the father's alive. It's a dovish l'bal yolam. There's no mechila on a dovish l'bal yolam. After the father died, it's a bien. He already owns his share. Let's say there are 5 brothers. Each one has 20% of the Yerusha, so it's a bien. You can't be moichel. The chelek ha-pchara, the chelek ha-pishnayim, the extra chelek, that's matona kai rachmona, losses lot pishnayim. That's ma matona adosel yod, af chelek b'chara adosel yod. So until after the father died, before they make the chalukah, so the b'chara has a schus. He's entitled to and demand that he wants a chalukah, so that he can be moichel that schus. So that's what the Rishonim say. When the girl says, Higi Azman on Shabbos, they had Eris in a year ago and they made up. We're going to have Nisuin latest on whatever, Shchodesh Nisan turns out to be on Shabbos. They didn't have a calendar, so it turns out Shchodesh Nisan on Shabbos. They're not mechiv to do Nisuin before. They said you have until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and then he's not mechayev to do the chuppah until Wednesday. Hi, the shita asked the kasha. Let her be say la nichali betakanta de rabban. So they said that takana, the motivated to make that takana was sheyadam terech v'suda rishon v'shabbos sheni v'shabbos shlishi v'shabbos. But then they made the takana. All the girls getting married for the first time, she got married on Wednesday. That's not a schus. They didn't make it a schus. The girl has the right to demand she wants to get married on Wednesday. Not she has the right. Made a takana that the girl, psula nisus liyom arvi. But this was instituted, the nature of the takana was that it's a schus mam. So getting back over here, so the Pnei Yeshua on daf Zion on the base refers you to that sugya. That's a sugya in ksubas pegimel. It refers you to the sukkah ksubas pegimel. It's really over here. What do you have to go up ksubas pegimel? It's over here. Chesam and beis. So l'ndichalibetakanta the rabbanon. The Gemara has it in various cases. So he raises the question over here. Rav Acha bar Yankev made fun of Abaye's pshat. He says, "Mekayin harat kechel shel nezikin eitzel bein in this zibus." What do you mean? The Torah says that nezikin there's only a shibud on idis, no shibud on beinins and ziburis. What do you mean? Yishaklas kedinoch. Kedinoch is only idis. No, kedinoch, even idis. How can you say if he asks for beinins and ziburis that since it's shaloi kedin, he's not entitled to, wait a minute, he's even entitled to idis. Kalvachemer that is entitled to beinins and ziburis. So if he has a field, the way Rashi says, it's like the din of the bar mitzvah, it's like kofon oslam in his dime. To the loive, it doesn't make a not the loive, to the mazik, it doesn't make a difference which soda he's going to take away from me. But to the nizik, it does make a difference. He has a soda next to it. So for his purpose, it's better that he should give him the beninus that's next to his soda rather than give him an edis somewhere else. He has the mazik has people running all the fields that he owns all over. New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, all over. He has fields all over the place. He has different people running the business. So for him, it doesn't make a difference. But for Nizik, the Nizik says, give me a field next to this one. So then Rav Acha bar Yankev says, he can demand, he can insist, like Kofan Oslam Midas Dem. Give me the field then next to mine. Give me Beninus, Tveipurto, instead of giving me Idis, a smaller field. Everything is meshuvah to me, even Edis. Kalvachayim and Beinus is worse. Let's say the Mazik has a lot of fields of Edis, and the Nizik says, "I want that field." He has different factories. One factory he manufactures clothing. One factory manufactures furniture. One factory he prints books. So the Nizik says, I want the factory that prints the books. They're all Edis. So the Mazikin say, you have no right to demand unless it's next to his field. A different story. Rashi said, next to his field, then he can demand. Shokol bal korcho shel Mazik. Rashi writes, when Rav Acha bar Yankev rejects Abaye's shita, he writes, since I have a field next to his, I can demand shokol bal korcho shel Mazik. Why shokol bal korcho? It's like kofen oslamid is dumb. To the Mazik, it doesn't make a difference. He's going to have to give up one of his factories and one of his fields. To the Nizik, it does make a difference. He wants a field next to them. There's a logic over here.
He has a printing business also, and he can merge them. So is that like a field? In other words,
okay. If he has some, if the Nizik has some reason why it makes more sense to give him this, then Kofan Osamid is done, because the Mazik is going to have to forfeit one of his fields or one of his businesses, and all the businesses are Edis. So the Nizik in general cannot demand, I want this Edis. Well, you have no right, they're all Edis. I'll give you whichever Edis I want to. But if he has a reason why, I could go and Sheish Lo Kaka Samach Lo Sabaininis, he has a reason why he wants this, so then Kofan Osamid is done. And you can't say, Ishakla is Kiddinoch. What do you mean? No, Rav Acha bar Yankev said, everything is Kiddinoch. Even Edis. But then Elo, he said what he said. Aliyikala Damuye, the Svar of Abai would apply to the Balchoy. Why Balchoy? The Chob Dina Bebeinin is. So what if he says, I have a sword next to the Ziburis? So instead of giving the Beinin is somewhere else, I want the Ziburis over here. So it should be exactly the same as before. It should be Kofan Osamidas Dom. Like you give the Pchor, the Pishnaim together. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra in the first parak. It should be Kofan Amidas Dom. Usually the Nizik has no right to demand, I want this Edis instead of the other Edis. That's later on in a discussion. There's a... Take a look, Dagos Hagro. On Chesam Ebeis, Ois Beis, Dagos Hagro. Taisis there writes, Avol Zavanidis, the Tosis Chesam and Beis. Avol Zavanidis. In the middle of the Tosis, there's a tiny letter Beis in brackets, where the Gro writes that the Rosh disagrees. Tosis writes a strange statement that the Balchoiv, Dina Bebeninis, and the Loiva has a lot of fields at Beninis, so the Malva can demand, I want that field. Mechatesa, why can he demand he wants that? They're all Beinonis. I'll give you the Beinonis that I want to give. So that's what the Rosh disagrees with the Tosis. But Rosh Chaylik calls there. And on the Rosh, he writes also. On the Rosh is Chaylik, so he writes, take a look in the Tosis, Ches and the Beis, Tosis disagrees. So the Pashtus is like the Rosh. So the same thing by the Mazik, he has a lot of fields that are made of. So the Nizikin insists, I want this field. Unless Yeshlos Ksada Samuch. What Rashi wrote, he has a Soda Samuch. That's like Kofanos Amidus Dai. You're going to have to forfeit one field anyway into the Mazik. It doesn't make a difference. Until the Nizik it does. So that's Kofanos Amidus Dai. So that's what Tosis asks. What was Rav Acha Bar Yankov thinking? He says, Ikele Damui Le Bachav Medamin Le Bachav Dina Bebenin is. However, if the demands have these zibuos, why have these zibuos? Kajesh le sada samach le sada shel zibuos. A kofan al midas dam. Have these zibuos tvei purta, because the hezek was $20,000. So give me a bigger piece of zibuos next to my field. Amalei. So the loyve can say no. Ishaklis kidinach. If you're willing to take benenis shkol kedashta, and now it's Tishrei. A lower price, and I'm going to have to give you a bigger field. However, v'loy, but if you want ziburis, which is not kedinach, shkol kiyuvur to lekame. So it's a pella. Why is it not kedinach? Even beinonis is meshuvit. Kol shken ziburis is meshuvit. That's Tosis kasha. So we don't understand Tosis answer. So the Pnei Yeshua introduces this gemara from Chesam Ebeis. There's a concept of l'nicha levitakanta derabanan. So he says, where are you starting from? Do they hold like Hula that Dvar Torah, the Balchov Dina B'Ziburis, and we elevated him at the Rabbanon? Or is it Dvar Torah Dina B'Meitav, and we lowered it at the Rabbanon to deter the loan sharks, like the other opinion? Babli never has that middle sheet that Dina Menat Torah B'Beinus. Babli has the two sheet that he either start in Gittin Daf Memtes and Daf Nun. So one sheet you start with Meitav and you go down, one sheet you start with Ziburis and you go up. So he says, if the Balchov is Dina B'Ziburis Min HaTorah, and with the Rabbanon, they said Dina B'Beinonis, so even Beinonis, Kol Shken Ziburis, so just like by Nezikin, even Meitav, everything is Meshubit, it is Beinonis and Ziburis, everything is Meshubit, it's not Shaloki Dinach. It's all shkol kedinach, even meitav. So the Baal Chayv is even beinonis. Kol shken ziburis. So how can Rav Acha Bar Yankov say if it's not shkol kedinach? So it's going to be kiyukra del kame. Doesn't read straight. So he says it must be if it's matara nachamot. If it's matara dina b'ziburis and the rabbanon, we gave him the right even to take beinonis. So he can say, Landichali Patakanta de Rabbanon. Do me a favor. The Rabbanon made the Takana Litavasi that I even have a right to take Beinonis. Leave away the Din de Rabbanon. I want to go according to the Din HaTorah. So in HaTorah I collect the Ziburis. So he says, the Pein Shur says, it must be that this Gemara, Rav Acha Bar Yankov, goes with the other opinion. Dvar Torah Dina be Meitav. And with the Rabbanon, they knocked it down to Beinonis. So since Dina Menator Bemeitav, so Ziburis is out of the running. So there was never any Shibur on Ziburis. Not Menator and not Midrabon. So that's where Rav Acha Bar Yankov must hold like that other opinion in Gittin. So the Nachlas Dovah says it doesn't make sense. We just said before the Nezikin is Dina Bemeitav. Means only Meitav. No, means even Meitav. So if the Baal Chayv is Dina Min HaTorah B'Meitav, means everything, even Meitav, it is Beinonis and Ziburis. So if he asks for Ziburis, what do you mean it's Shaloi Kedino? It is Kedino. We don't understand why did Rav Acha Bar Yankov, it doesn't make it any better to say that he holds Min HaTorah Dina B'Meitav. Meitav means Afilu Meitav, all three, everything is Meshubit. But like he himself argued with Abai, he said everything. It's not to be understood. Rav Acha Bar Yankov Shita. The Gemara rejects it, but Gemara doesn't even reject it the same as before. That's what Tosis asks. We don't. Tosis answer is difficult. Tosis answer is difficult. It's a very strange Gemara. Maskal Rav Acha Bar Yankov came out the Dallas Bifnei Lovin. So the Gemara said, it's not true. The din is not true. The only time, when is it true? The din will be true by Ksubasisha. Okay. Ksubasisha, she only has a right to ask for Zibur. She has no right to ask for Beninus or Idis. So if she, for some reason or another, she would prefer to have Beninus or Idis, and she wants it, Kizol Dahashta, it's in Chodesh Tishrei, and all the fields sell for less. And the Ksubasisha is $100 million, $100,000, so $100,000 of karka is going to be bigger in Tishrei than it is. So she's going to ask for Beninus or Idis, and then Shalokidin, she has no right to demand Beninus, she has no right to ask for Beninus, or she has a reason, she owns another field next time. But you have no right to ask for Beninus and Idis. If he has a lot of fields that are Ziburis, and you want this field that's next to yours, Mechetesim. But you want to get more than your din, you want to get Beninus or Idis, that's Takah Shaloki din. So then the husband who's divorcing his wife can say, Ikshaklos kedinoch, if you're prepared to take Ziburis, Shkol kedahashto, and Lehegdish alamakom avashaita. But if you want to take something more than what you're entitled to, Elo, it should even not, why should it only be Shakli kiyukur delakame? It should be Shakli. He can say, I hold that it's worth $95,000. He can say any crazy price that he wants. Why is only kiyukri dilakamei? Shouldn't be kiyukri dilakamei. He can hold her up anything he wants, because she's not entitled to that field. Anyway, Abai's answer was rejected. Abai's answer was rejected. What's talk in this case? What's halacha lamais in this case? So was he shedina b'ziburis and she asked for beninus or idis? He can only stick a kiyukri dilakamei. He can't hold her up for more than that. It's never going to be that value. But she's not entitled to Beninus and Idis. The husband should be entitled to say, you want Idis? I assess the Idis that it's worth $1 million. So I'll only give you a little sliver of it. It shouldn't even have to be Kiyuka Dilakamek. You should look in Chosha Mishpat or in Ebenezer, wherever this is quoted. Why should it only be Kiyuka Dilakamek?
Wouldn't have to assess it?
Why should the Bezna have to assess it? She's not entitled to Idis or to Beninus. So she's asked me for a taiva, so I only agree if you accept my assessment. I say it's worth $1 million.
Very arbitrary. I mean,
but she's not entitled.
We know it's worth more than that little piece.
But if he wants, he can stick her with Ziburis.
She's like class, but she's entitled to the value to some extent.
But she's not entitled to Idis or Beninus. So if she wants me to do her a favor, it's on my terms. I only agree. She's asking for a favor. So I can say, I agree, yeah, but I assess it as being worth way more than it's really worth.
It's not going to be a happy marriage.
Well, they already got divorced. He's holding by paying the ksuba. It was not a happy marriage. That's why they got divorced. So this is a difficult Gemara. That's one. This Gemara is very difficult. How did Abai have a havamina that solves the problem? How did Abai Yankiv have a havamina that the Baal Chayv is not going to be the same? And why by the Ksubas Isha? Why should it even be Kiyukra Dilakamei? It should be whatever any crazy amount that he says, even if it doesn't correspond to anything. So the Gemara finally says Mekol Mekom Kasha, but at the end of the day, we don't have an answer to this theory. So Psukim, Gemara finally comes up with the final answer. That kol mina meitavu, that metatlim is all metatlim is considered me. Then you have that Rabbeinu Tam. Where was it again? Tesa manalef the gimel dinim baroga Rabbeinu Tam leimar. There are three different dinim. The Gemara the end of Bab Metzia. Tesa quotes is kuf yutches. Bab Metzia ends, I think kuf yutches. That's all the way there. Daf before the end of the Masechta. Kuf yutches. Okay, Shai. Let's see. Boy, Menei Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Me'akunya Me'rababa. He asked the Shaila. When you say that you give Meitav, is that B'didei B'shalo Hen Shomen or B'shalo Lem Hen Shomen? Meitav means was Meitav to the whole world? Is Idis Beninus and Ziburis? Or does it mean what's Idis by him? Which is it? So he said, well, We just said that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, but a Nizik Shaminon. So but a Nizik Shaminon, let's say the Nizik has Beinonis and Ziburis, from usually using universal terms. He has Beinonis and Ziburis. So the best that he has is Beinonis. And then the Mazik has different degrees. He has corresponding Beinonis and Ziburis, but he has even better than that. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, bit a Nizik Shaminon, so he only has to give him Beinonis. That's the best that the Nizik has. So he gives him whatever the Hesik is, $50,000 worth of Beinonis, which is Zidus to the Nizik. But we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Ruba de Ruba, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, Alochek Rabbi Kiva Mechavero. Whenever Rabbi Akiva disagrees with any contemporary of his, so we always pass like Rabbi Akiva. If he disagrees with the majority, then we don't. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Kiva holds that Avlad from Chayvi Lavin is a mamzer. So the Gemara says he was outvoted. He was outvoted. Everybody disagreed with Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva mechave rov. If he disagrees with one contemporary, Rabbi Shmuel, but lo mechave rov. So here we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. So I leave Rabbi Shmuel lot boy lot damar. But Nizik Shamin, and that's exactly his shita. So you don't say Bishalot. He the boy Achali Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He holds Bidimazik Shamin. What did he mean Bidimazik? He means Bishalot Hen Shamin, or did he mean Bidimazik Shamin? Which is it? Let's say the Mazik has Ideidis. He has Ideidis, and he has Idis. Ben and Ziburis. Does he have to give Ideidis? The very best that he has? He owes $50,000. So does he have to give from the best field that he has? Or no? Whatever is Edis is B'shalolam and Shaman. That's the Gemara Shaila. So, Aloha Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So they have the letter Vav, when they have the suffix, Kishen Shaman B'shalohen Shaman, so they have the letter Vav. But you look in the letter Vav, obviously it's a long story. It's a very long Maramakim there. Says where the Rambam is, where the Shulchan Aruch is, then it says Ba'ayin Sham Magen Mishnah Beis Yosef. It means it's a long story. How you asking? Yeah. How does it say on the Daf? What does Tosfos say? Achesam and Aleph Dibur Maschal Lehotzi. So in the last two lines, Tosfos says V'nira Da'alocha De Bishalohin Shamin. Why? Hachi Yisrael the Rab Nachman Bekzubas Daf Kufiyut. And since when does Rab Nachman have the final say? Why should it just because Rab Nachman is up? Our Gemara wasn't sure. Rab Nachman was an expert in the Zik and the Dini Mamma. So since Rab Nachman is Gezot, Bishalom, so the Taisis says Bishalom, and the letter of Up says that it's Bishalom. Okay? And then we got to look in the Beis Yosef to see who agrees and who disagrees. So that was the Shaila that they asked. Boy, Menei, Rashma, Barab, Me'akrim, Me'ababa. Is it Bishalom, Bishalom? So Ali, Rabbi Shmolo, Teboy, Loch, that's what he said, but in Izik. Not Bishalom. Ali Rabbi Kita Boilach, Ali Rabbi Akiva. Bidimazik. What do you mean? Does he mean Bidimazik? Or does he mean Meitav Bishalom Henshom? So that's the Shaila. Amalei, so he responds, what do you mean? Rachmanam, Meitav Sadev, Atam Bishalom. His instinctive reaction is Bishalom. Bishalom Henshom. So this shaila b'shalohen shaman b'shalonim and shaman is a shaila on a level of the raisim and get to eat this. How do you read the pasuk? Meitav sadei hu shel mazik doesn't mean whatever is the best of the best quality the mazik idi idis. But no, it means not b'dinizik shaminan, but it means b'shaloilam. So if the mazik has idi idis and idis, it's good enough if he gives idis. So we understand the shayla b'shaloilam by meitav. What about by beininus? Beininus is also subject to the same question. Whether b'shalo b'shalom, beininus according to the Babli is only midirabbanan. Min haTorah, he can stick him with ziburis. It's only midirabbanan. So one could really distinguish between meitav, which is a din deraisa, that you can say that's b'shaloilam. You can distinguish in either direction. It's not necessarily going to be the same. Or you can say no, called the tikkun rabban kein deraisa tikkun. Just like on the level of deraisa, it's either b'shaloilam. So it's on the level of the rabbanon that balchav is dina b'beinin is also whatever it is in meitav. That's what's going to be in beinin is of the nisik. So the gemara is going to continue like that. The Gemara does not split between the two. The Gemara holds that the even though Beinonis is according to the Bavli is clearly only by the Rabbanan and need this by the Dinizikin is the Raisa, it's the exact same Shaila, whether Bishalo or Bishalo. Even though there was one could have distinguished between them, one is the Raisa and one is the Rabbanan for a consideration, so maybe the consideration changes when it's Bishalo, Bishalo. The Gemara does not split between the two. So Gemara says, Eisve, how can you tell me that it's always Bishalo Ilam? Eisvei, ein lo ela idis. What's the din? If I owe nizikin, subasisha, and balchoyf. So if I have all, and I have all three, habidis, beninus, and ziburis. So then the nizikin collect from the meitav, and the balchoyf collects from the beninus, and the subasisha collects from the ziburis. I don't know why the Rashi wake up on the last line on Zion and Beis. Rashi all of a sudden wakes up and he tells you the Gemara and Gittin, why the Gemara says, why the Chachamim instituted that the Ksuvasisha should be from Ziburis. The whole assumption, the whole daf is like that. I mean, that's the first time that we mentioned that Ksuvasisha is Ziburis. I don't know. Okay, maybe that's why. Okay. So if the person has all three, he did Spain and his Ziburis. And he owes Nizikin, and he owes Balchov, and he owes Ksubasisha. So that's the din. The Nizikin collects Edis, Balchov collects Beinonis, and Ksubasisha collects Ziburis. What if the Brisa said, Ein lo ela Edis? He only has Edis. So Kulam government of Edis. What are you going to say? The Balchov has no right to collect Edis, but you got to pay him. So give him a check. I don't have a check. But I don't want him to take away the Edis. But you owe him the money. So you have no choice. Ksubasisha. She's only supposed to collect ziburis. They give a ziburis. You don't have ziburis, so she has a right, whatever you have, she has a right to take. You want to pay her, so make out a check. Pay the ksuba. You can't pay the ksuba, so give her the kark. So they lali this, everybody, all three. Kula means the balchayv and the ksuba sisha and the nizikin. Shine. If ain't lala beninis, kula gabmina, ain't lala ziburis, kula gabmina ziburis. The first line is easy, that we understand. What if he has, then. The second line from the bottom. What if he has Edis, Beninus, and Ziburis? Oh, that they don't even have here. That's the last line. Where does it have the normal din? Oh, that's the top line. No. Where does it have the normal din if he has Edis, Beninus, and Ziburis? Oh. Or the Edis, Beninus, Viziburis, the third line from the bottom. By the Tani Lerechess, Hoyla Edis Beninus Viziburis. So that's the Mishnah and Hanizakin. Nizakin be Edis, Balchot Beninus, Sivasisha Viziburis. He used to joke years ago, they used to say that two prokim that were put in the wrong Masichta. Perak Hanizakin is in the middle of Gittin, belongs in Ezekin somewhere. Perak Get Pashut belongs in Gittin. Perak Get Pashut, the end of Ovibas. Get Pashut has nothing to do with Gittin. Get means a star. Get Posh means a shtar, that's written on one side of the page, yeah, as opposed to Get and Kusha. They don't mistakes. Perek HaNazokim belongs in Get, and Perek Get Posh belongs in the end of Bava Basra. But that's Yiddish folklore. Yiddish folklore is very rich. You have to know a lot of Gemara in order to appreciate the Yiddish folklore. Okay, so the third line from the bottom, that's normal. Hoyle Yiddish, Benes, and Ziburis, and Zokim Yiddish, Machob, and Benes, Sivasisha, and Ziburis. And then how does the and if he only has Edis, they all get only has Ziburis, that we understand. Now, second line from the bottom. What if he has Edis Ubeninus? He does not have any Ziburis. Nizokin collect Edis, Ubalchoy Ksubasisha collect Beninus. Balchoy is Dina Beninus. Okay? Why did Ksubasisha? He doesn't have any Ziburis. Doesn't have, so she has a right. So she has no right to demand. She wants Edis. She's only entitled to Ziburis. He doesn't have, so he gives a second best. He gives a Beinon. It's fine. What if he only has Beinon, the last line of Amud? What if he only has Beinonis with Ziburis? Nizok and Balchov collect the Beinonis. Ksubasisha collects the Ziburis. That's normal. So the Gemara is going to raise an issue here. If he only has Beninus v'ziburis, so if it's b'shalo hein shaman, so the Beninus is the best that he has. So the Beninus should be considered Edis. And if it's Yiddis, the Bachayv is not entitled to collect it. So Gemara is assuming that just like there's a question b'shelo b'shelonim by Meitav, there's such a question b'shelo b'shelonim by the Beinonis also. So how can it say in the Braise on the last line on Zayinim and Beis? All he has is Beinonis v'ziburis. The Balchayv is entitled to collect Beinonis. Why? The Beinonis of b'shelo inshan Beinonis should be considered Yiddis. It's only the Nizikim should collect the Beinonis. The Balchayv is not entitled to Yiddis. So he should take Ziburis. So that's Gemara's Raya, that you see that it's B'shalo L'mein Shalom. If it would have been B'shalo, then the Balchayv shouldn't be getting Beinonis. but there have been, but the Tosfos Paskin B'shalo, and the letter of Paskin B'shalo. Okay, the Tzion, Ayim Mishpat Tzion says that it's B'shalo. So what do you do with the Braisa? So the Gemara answers, it must be Gon Shoyes Oleidis and Mechora. What does that mean? When he borrowed the money, when the loiva borrowed the money from the malva, he had all three. He had it in his bein and his son ziburis. And milva, he had all three. After he borrowed the money from the malva, then he sold the karka to the lekuchas. How do you take away from the lekuchas? Can you take away from the lekuchas? So that's a Mishnah that's based on Shiva Nechasim. You only collect from the lekuchas at Yisayim if there's Shiva Nechasim. So the Mishnah says that towards the end, one of the last Mishnahs in Bava Basra, that a milbal peh is only, you can only collect mineh, you can't collect from the lekuchas. Milbal bishtar, you can't even collect from the lekuchas. So here the Gemara says, this last line in the Braisa, Beinonis v'ziburis, Nizokan Balchoy Bebeninus Ksubasisha Beziburis is Kigon, Shoisolo Idis and Mechora. He had all three, Idis, Beninus, and Ziburis. When he borrowed the money from the Malva, he had all three. And the Beninus was Dina Kebeninus, because he had Idis. You can't say B'shalo Hin Sham, and the Beninus is Dina Ke Idis. He had Idis. So it says the Nizokan collect from Beinonis. Why can't the Nizokin go to the Lokeach? Why can't the Nizokin go to the Lokeach and collect the Idis? So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Gittin, and Ephraim and Achasim Shabbatim and Mokam Sheyesh ben Echorin. Where's that? Here. On the top of Ches on the base, five lines from the top. Omer Abana says a Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Mem Ches on the base. The Mishnah has a series of takonis that they made with Neitikan Ha'olam. So one of them was in Ephraim, you cannot collect from the Lekuchas calls man that the Loive still has assets. But let's say the Loive had Yiddis, Beinonis, and Ziburis, and he sold the Yiddis. So the Nezikin want to collect from the Lekuchas. We'll have to discuss. Taisus raised the question. Nezikin is a Milbal Peh. So how do you collect the Milbal Peh from the Lekuchas? So we have, that's a major topic. So Tosfos raises that issue here. Kulam. And Chesam and Allah Kulam. And the Vilna Gaon tells you, look, and then Mukhi Yosef gives a simple answer. Why did Tosfos have to stand on the head to give an answer? Mukhi Yosef gives such an easy answer. We'll have to discuss that. But we'll get to that. So the Gemara says, we don't allow the Nezikin to collect Meita from the Lekeach, because the Mazik still has assets. Ein Ephraim and Achasim Shibadim. Shib and Achasim means to collect from Lekuchas. Makam Sheish Ben Echarin. The Loiva still has assets. The Mazik still has assets. So the Nizik cannot collect Meitav here. He has to take Beinonis. Even though it's really Dina Be'idis, but they made a Takana Rabbanim of Neitikan Oilam. In Perek HaNizokin, you have a series of Mishnayas. Takonis that they made by the Rabbanim of Neitikanam. Then you have the Tosefta has another, many more Takonis from Neitikan Ha'olam. Okay, we better run to Davi Mincha. Okay, we left off in the middle. Good. Anif the Mechavera, Leif the Rala, Mitoch the Baralach. We're always in the middle. Good. Whose Gemara is this? Daniel Feldman. Oh, Rabbi Feldman's Gemara. Okay.